Right now we're going to talk to Owen Murphy from the Irish Daily Mail, because we've given Owen an imaginary €1,463. How would you blow it as a bloke, so to speak, Owen?
Imaginary?
Well, yeah.
That was a part of the deal. No, wait a minute. Yeah. I've been duped.
The whole thing about this is that the average Irish family spend €1,463 on Christmas, and that €600 of that is presents. So we've given you the imaginary 1,463. What did you spend it on?
Well, I tried to stay away from the obvious stuff like PlayStations and Xboxes or one Frozen doll. I think I probably could have got one of those on the internet. But so the first thing I picked up is probably one of the best bits of kit out there if you're into lifestyle sports, if you're into skiing, if you're into mountain biking, you're even into walking, hiking, or bird watching, Derek.
Mm-hmm.
It's the GoPro camera. And the latest GoPro camera, which is on the market at the moment, is the GoPro. And it's a Black Hero 4. And it's the next level piece of kit. It is tiny.
I've seen it. It's about €200 or something like that. What does it retail at?
It is €468.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, €468.
This is brand spanking new. And you can only get it on GoPro.com at the moment. But it is amazing kit. It really is. I know a lot of my friends are desperate to be viral on the internet at the moment. They carry them with them everywhere, and they're big into skiing and they're big into mountain biking, and you literally, the quality on it.
And the great thing with that one is you can control that with your smartphone.
Yeah.
You can actually look at your smartphone as a viewfinder, so you can stick it on the outside of your kayak or whatever, and if you've got the smartphone, you can see what it's filming.
Mm.
So it's really, really clever, and it's broadcast quality.
Yeah.
I've used GoPros for telly stuff. It's fantastic.
So for me, that was the
what would you use it for?
Personally, I would use it for skiing. I use it for rugby matches, rugby training. I'm doing a little bit of coaching at the moment, and it's great for that, for analysis. You'd use it for home videos. You can use it for literally anything.
And it's no good for stalking, though, Derek, just no, before you ask. No,
it's good for catching the stalker.
It has a super wide field of vision. So you know the way you hold up a camera phone and you can see a certain amount?
Yeah.
Well, you can get everybody into the picture with a GoPro. You can literally hold it roughly at any angle, and whatever's in front of it, it will film.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
So that was the
great
first
toy.
Beat.
Top of the list.
Fantastic, yeah. Now, number two, this is something I did a couple of years
ago. So where are we at now? Sorry, let me just...
That was number one.
Yeah,
this
how
is
much
number
kid
two.
400.
That was 468.
€468 for the GoPro.
For cash.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, as Ona said, you can get... These are only ideas. Look, we're only imaginary money, but they'll give you some ideas as well if you're that lucky. Go on.
Yeah. Well, this is something I did a couple of years ago, and I had so much fun. Now, it's not going to be for everyone, but it's basically a Ferrari experience, and you can do it down in Cork. And basically, you get to drive a Ferrari 360, and you get to take it out in the motorway for 20 minutes, and you get to pretty much rip it. Now, I have to admit, you're not going to look like Magnum PI. As much as you think you're going to look like Magnum PI driving this Ferrari around Cork, you're not. You're going to look a bit stupid, but it is so much fun.
Magnum PI... Aging yourself there, Owen,
well,
I think.
I've grown a tad.
Yeah,
you
see it. You're looking a bit like Magnum P.I. Go on anyway. Yeah.
I'm telling you, he's back, by the way, but that's another conversation. It's so much fun. If you're into your cars at all, I mean, the chances of you ever getting to drive a Ferrari, and it's one of the most iconic machines going around, are slim to none at all. And this is absolutely fantastic. It's so much fun. You get a kind of a day out, almost like on a racetrack. They give you the helmets, and you get the gear, and you get to go in, and you literally get to, and it, you have to learn, because driving a Ferrari is quite difficult. It's not quite a normal stick. You've got the Tiptronic gears. It's tricky to learn, but once you get it, it's so much fun. It is a real adrenaline buzz.
Have you done it, Michael?
I've driven quite a few of them. They're a fantastic crack. I haven't done the Cork and the 360. I have a mate with the 360. He loves it. And again, like Mondello, these places, they do a Porsche experience and all that. And these are wonderful because there's something special about getting into a supercar or a dream car. And particularly, I don't want to sound sexist, but particularly for boys, where, you know, there may have been a pin-up of one of these on a wall. And just to get into it, people get into these machines and their knees are trembling because they think that, wow, this is so fantastic. They're just, it's a wonderful bit of escape.
Well, if you look at guys' Facebooks, the amount of times they post pictures of themselves standing beside a very flash car like a Ferrari that they might have seen on the street, particularly in London and during the summer when all the Arab guys come over and they just zoom up and down High Street, Kensington.
I had the BMW i8 on test for the
now, what's
website.
The i8? Explain that to
like
the
it's a supercar, but it's a hybrid electric and it has a 1.5 litre engine. but it has supercar performance.
1.5 litre engine?
It's yeah, and it's actually a supercar motor. With a conscience.
Supercar with a conscience. And it has, you know, doors which pop up and out and stuff. I brought it down. My youngest was playing rugby one morning, brought it down to the rugby club. And I was like the Pied Piper. Literally, I was followed by kids just running after the car. They were so amazed.
But how much is
it? Well, it's quite affordable. €143,000.
For a 1.5 litre engine.
Now, that includes the 7.5 euro grant you get from the government because it's so green. It's in taxman day. It runs on the promise of fuel. It's phenomenal. But the Ferrari, to get back to Owen's thing, any opportunity to do that, because it, you know, inside every grown adult, you know, if you ever lose the child from yourself, you know, throw in the towel. And this would just, you know.
How much, Owen?
It's 400 lids for two people.
€400 for two people. Yeah. Okay, so you could bring, you know, your date.
Yeah.
You if could. He or she was into it.
Or you could just go twice, if you're like me.
Well, no, you can't if it's 400 for two, because the two people sit in the car, presumably.
No.
But are you allowed in the car on your
spins.
Own?
Yeah, no, you get two spins.
But how long does a spin last?
20 minutes. It's
good.
I know you're saying that.
No, for the pure escapism, for a lot of people who will never have access to that, it's phenomenal.
No, and the would you like to escape
the
Ferrari?
The only thing with that, though, is there an age limit on it?
It was over 18s anyway.
Well, right, Noel, you qualify.
No, collect me in a silver cloud at Foot Island and drop me at.
See, there's class. You know, he wants Grand to be driven.
Thomas.
He wants to be
Rolls Royce.
Yeah. That's
yeah, you see,
that's old money.
That is my dream car.
God, you're all desperately middle class.
The old,
you make me
know,
sick.
And, you know, Ferraris just wouldn't do it for me. I can so understand the boy racer and that kind of magic and all
I
that.
I came here in a Volvo, by the way. That's how boy racer I am.
I'm nearly in the opposite, but it's nearly as much fun. I'm testing a Renault Twingo with only 70 horsepower, tiny engine in the boot. It runs on holy water and can turn in a circle less than a London taxi.
Well, I'll have you know, I walked from the car into the office this morning.
Well done you.
You're so middle class.
But certainly, Owen, it's a beautiful present to give. I would it's love now, for example, to give that to my I've one or two of my nephews who would just simply adore that experience.
Would you not think that's a bit expensive, though?
Oh, absolutely. But then, you know what?
But then it's
everything's
cheaper than buying
relative.
It's cheaper than buying it. It's cheaper than buying it.
It's cheaper than even taxing it.
Yeah, you have to give people the right to choose their own sort of level of expense.
I suppose there's a
Christmas.
Car for a car share scheme.
Go on, you're going to say something earlier.
Well, I was going to say the only disappointing thing is when you get out of the car and you have to get into your own and then you have to drive back to Dublin. And you're ramming your foot down the accelerator and it can't go fast enough.
All right, so we've got the GoPro 468, we've got the Ferrari 360, the spin for €400. So we're at €868, three prezzies to go, because you're doing five, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, so okay.
Now, this is out of all of them, out of all five, this is the one that I would have wanted most. And it's something I've actually done, and it's been one of the most rewarding things I've done. And
world peace?
No, I'm a bit more selfish than that, remember? I'm sickingly middle class, so I'm more interested in myself. It's the Nevin Maguire Cookery School.
Oh, fabulous.
I know, you may laugh, Derek.
No, I'm not laughing. I'm just wondering, is he talking to me? Because he was in here a few months ago and I asked him what his signature dish was and it was scallops and something or other. And I think, you pick the blandest food on the entire planet to make your signature dish from. And then he went on to explain how they put lovely salt and how they prepared it. And it sounded delicious by the end of it, I have to say, when Nevin had finished explaining it. But I just think scallops are very bland. But anyway, you would go to this cookery.
I've done it. I've done the cookery course. I got it as a birthday present. And it is unbelievable because it's one of the only occasions when you go down and doing these courses. And Nevin is doing the cookery courses himself. So for €265, you'll get a full day with Nevin and it's completely hands-on. You get the best of equipment, the best of ingredients, a full step-by-step recipe. And he also shows you how to supplement ingredients. So if you can't get, we'll say, white truffles, which are pretty difficult to get if you're me. He kind of shows... He will explain what you can get to kind of replicate that flavour. But he's so hands-on and he goes through seven different... you make seven meals with him. You get to eat those meals as well. Okay. And then you get to take home whatever is left over. And I have made nearly all seven of those dishes since I've left the course.
So Nevin Maguire's doing takeaway. That's interesting. Maguire's takeaway. And so tell me, do you stay overnight for that money or
no,
what?
No. This is the course. This is you can pick from. I think there's about 10 different classes. There's like entertaining at home, cooking for your child. There's gluten free cooking. There's any amount you can think of, and they're all run. You again, you have to go up It's Black Line in Cavan. That's a little bit out of the way. It's a 2-hour drive.
Yeah.
But it is well worth it. I, honest to God, I think I've done, I was talking last night about, I've done about 12 different cookery courses, both in Ireland and abroad. And this is standalone.
Well, so far so good. What I like is, you said the GoPro, you can get it online at GoPro.com. Then you go to Ferrari, to Cork for the Ferrari. Then you've gone to Blackline, which is great for Nevin. So I like you're going around the country. We're at €1,133. Next, please. Number four.
I'm going out to Airside Retail Park.
That's okay.
Okay. Now back to the techie thing, and this is just, this is one of the things that I've grown to love. I mean, you'll know the Beats headphones. Anyone who's kind of seen a hipster walking around with these giant set of headphones, not cans, mad multicolored headphones. I can't abide them. They drive me bonkers. But they've developed the Beats Pill. And this is like a wireless box, which you can run everything through. The sound quality in it is amazing.
On Bluetooth.
Yeah. And if I don't know if you're... Personally, I have all my music on my phone now. I have a box at home with about 2,000 CDs and that are just worthless. I have everything on my phone. And with this device, you can pair it. You can playlist. You can run Spotify through it. You can answer the phone through it. Mm-hmm. You just set it up in your house, in whatever room you're in, and you belt away. You can get radio on it as well. Or if you're traveling abroad, which is what I thought was so good for me, was if you're going on holidays for 2 weeks, you just pack this little thing and you've got all your music. You've got everything with you. It's fantastic.
Well, you can listen to your podcasts. You can listen to radio documentaries.
And there's something lovely about listening through a speaker. Letting the sound travel through air. And the great thing is with that, you can wander around with it. Yeah. So you can leave, your phone could be on charge downstairs and you could take
that
up.
How much is that?
It's €200.
€200. So we're at €1,333. That's not bad. So you've got how many left? You've got one left.
I have one left.
One left
for €130. And this is one that, this is the ultimate present for your dad and certainly for my dad or anybody who's kind of really into Irish whiskey. And this is the Jameson 18-year-old limited reserve, and you can get this online from Jameson and it's from Jameson down in Cork. And you can get the bottles personally inscribed with the person's name on them, and you can get them personalised, and they come in a presentation box and they're absolutely beautiful. If you can then have the gumption to drink the blooming thing, because it costs €130. But it is a beautiful gift, I think, to give to somebody at Christmas.
But they'd have to appreciate fine whiskies.
Well, I think, you know, if you had a couple of shots of it, you'd probably appreciate it quickly enough.
Probably, no
or
doubt
if you paid
about
for it, you
so there you
would.
Go, five prezzies, €1,463. Yeah. Well done you. But if you were to blow the €1,463 on one item, what would it be?
Well, after this, I'm kind of thinking, I wish I had your life.
That's Michael to me, not me.
Not Michael. I would have asked for a day in that. But there's one, as a kind of a foodie or a wannabe cook, or I want to be Noel from Come Dine With Me, basically, is what I wanted to be. But it's the Thermomix.
What's the Thermomix?
The Thermomix is the latest cookery gadget that you can get, and it is the bee's knees. Heston Blumenthal kind of went mainstream with them when he kind of revealed that he had 9 of them in the Fat Duck, and it is this amazing piece of kit, and it is every kitchen appliance you can imagine in one.
Brilliant.
It juices, blends, cuts, dices. You can make pasta, but if you can imagine what it looks like, it's like a long cylinder with these two arms in it that come up and clasp the cup like a big milkshake malt with a lid on top of it, and it does everything. It is literally the number one piece of kit you can get. Now, Thermomix are quite funny about it. You can't just buy this. You have to get onto thermomix.com. You have to then send them your details. They will then organise a demonstration for you. They'll come out and meet you, show you how the thing works so that you're okay with it. And then you can buy it.
I've known Owen for years. I had no idea you're a domestic goddess. You really are a foodie. You're
domestic
really
god,
into this.
Noel.
Isn't it
god.
Fantastic?
God.
It's pantomime season. We'll be well.
Oh, yes, I am.
No.
But really, so it must cost a fortune. That. If they're going to come out and give a demonstration, you've got to pay for their flights, presumably.
You've got to pay. Now, I kind of had a tiny bit of a cheat with this, because apart from buying flights to Vegas for my own, which was my number one, This comes in at €1,200, but I bought a copper pan to serve it in for €263.
As you would,
because if you're going to serve food in such a majestic item,
well, you might as well serve it in a copper pan.
Absolutely,
they are fantastic ideas. I have to say, if only we all had the money.
But they are as good for people. They're probably more useful for people who don't cook than they are for people who can cook, because it takes the effort out of everything. You literally have a code. If you want to make pasta, you put in a code, you throw in your eggs, you throw in your flour, you press the button, you come back, and there's your dough. And it's the same with any cakes, any cutting, any juices, literally anything you want, this thing will make. Baby food,
and
just throw in the raw ingredients, bang bang bang.
Does it make babies?
Anything that Heston puts his name to.
Absolutely.
You just go, yeah, he's royalty. Like, you know, Nevin, you're brilliant. But Heston has just got cred, which is beyond.
I like Nevin.
Yeah,
and I like Nevin. He is brilliant, and he's
and
ours.
He took it with a great deal of sport. I like
Heston Blumenthal does absolutely nothing for me. I just don't get there's a genius because that almost is like it's like
guys,
a laboratory.
There's science access to it.
Guys, ad break there.
RTE Radio 1.